Portrait in Death by J.D. Robb. The light of the body is in the eye. New Testament. A mother is a mother still, the holiest thing alive. Samuel Coleridge. Prologue. We begin to die with our first breath. Death is inside us, ticking closer, closer with every beat of our heart. It is the end no man can escape. Yet we cling to life. We worship it despite its transience, or perhaps because of it. But all the while we wonder of death. We build monuments to it, revere it with our rituals. What will our death be, we ask ourselves? Will it be sudden and swift, long and lingering? Will there be pain? Will it come after a long, full life? Or will we be cut off, violently, inexplicably, in our prime? When is our time? For death is for all time. We create an afterlife because we cannot rush through our days chased by the specter of an end. We make gods who guide us, who will greet us at golden gates to lead us into an eternal land of milk and honey. We are children, bound hand and foot by the chains of good with its eternal reward and evil with its eternal punishment. And so, most never truly live, not freely. I have studied life and death. There is only one purpose: to live. To live free. To become. To know with each breath you are more than the shadows. You are the light. And the light must be fed, absorbed from any and all sources. Then the end is not death. In the end, we become the light.